You're listening to a revelational message by Pastor Benjamin Beckley of the Empowerment Center in Arlington, Texas. Receive grace for total turnaround as you listen in Jesus' name.
Numbers chapter 13, verse 26 to 33. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them, and unto the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, We came unto the land where thou sentest us, and surely it flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled, and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, and the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. Verse 30, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, The land through which we have gone to search is a land that eateth up the inhabitant thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. Verse 33. And there we saw giants, the sons of Anak, which come out of the giants, and we were in our sight, our own sight, as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. May you not diminish yourself. In the mighty name of Jesus. Developing winning mentality. Everyone can win, but not everyone will win. Everyone can win, but not everyone will win. Because your mentality is what determines the resourcefulness of your ability. You hear me? Your mentality is what determines the resourcefulness or the profitability of your ability. Everyone has ability, but not everyone will profit from his or her ability because of their mentality. Until your mentality is right, then your ability may not deliver. Everyone has ability, but without the right and corresponding mentality, your ability can become a disability. Everyone has ability. You have the ability. There are abilities within you. But until your mentality is right, that ability in you may become a disability. In Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 7, Bible says, As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So everyone in life becomes what they think. Your mentality is what determines your life. There are people that can never win in life, not because they cannot win, but because their mentality is the mentality of a defeated person. Until you embrace winning mentality, you cannot win in life. That's why I want you to understand, if you can understand that statement very well, you are on your way to triumph. Your mentality in anything is what determines the profitability of your ability. There are things you can do, but until your mentality is right that you can do it, you will not be able to do it. I read about the story of the elephants that they use for suckers. How many of us understand suckers? All those, And what they do with these animals or this elephant is that they, according to this book, the research, they will tie them down for a long time to align them to what they want them to do. Now, there is this particular elephant, as huge and big as an elephant is, they tied him down for long years in one point. So every time the elephant wants to move, the rope in his leg, when he gets to that point, the rope draws him back. So he can't move beyond that point. Then he will go back. And after a long time, they remove the rope from the leg of the elephant. And even though the rope is no longer there, when the elephant moves and he gets to that particular point where he used to get to, it will stop. Their capacity to move is there, but they have programmed his mentality to think that the rope is still there. Come on now. No. That is where many people are still hurt. You have gone beyond the problem. The problem is over. But because the mentality of the problem is in you, You can't move beyond the problem. The prayer is answered. But because the mentality is the mentality of the victim, even when Israel left Egypt, they were still in Egypt in their mind. So they were not able to step into where God was taking them to because of their mentality. May God deliver you from mentality disorder. Church, understand me. One of the things Jesus came to do is to change our mentality from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God. And that's why he said, thy kingdom come. To start thinking, that's why he brought good news. To start thinking in the direction of what is possible in the kingdom. I want to show you some things today. Because all through the pages of the scripture, it is evident that you are born to win. What will God gain creating you to be defeated? What do you think will be God's gain? What will be God's gain if what he had created us for is to be living a frustrated life? The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, and God blessed them. The time God spoke to man, the first statement he made to man was blessing. Man, whatever has changed blessing to curse in your life, I command the reversal. The first thing God said to man was to bless him. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, dominate. And you point where there is defeat in any of this blessing. So it is evident that from the beginning, everyone created by God is created to be a winner. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4, the Bible says, everyone that is born of God overcomes the world. Overcomes the world. But this is the victory, even our faith. So the victory is possible, but our faith mentality must align with the victory for us to be able to feature in it. I want you to understand that until you develop the mentality of winners, you will consistently be defeated, even though you can win. Even though you are born to win, you will not win because you are born to win until you develop the mentality of a winner. You will not win because you are born to win. You win because you have a winning mentality. Everybody open your Bible with me to Jeremiah chapter 1. This has been one of the major challenges of the end time church. We pray a lot, we fast a lot, but we are still held down in the mentality of a victim. We are still held down in the mentality that we cannot make it. Some of us have been held down in the mentality of our past. Jeremiah chapter 1, look at verse 9 to verse 12. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations. See, God says, see, very important. Over the kingdoms, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. Verse 11, that is what God wants to do. That is the winning side. God now said, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? God said when he wanted to tell him, see what I want for your life. See what I want to do with you and through you. But what do you see? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. That is talking about fruitfulness. Then the Lord said unto me, thou hast seen well. May you see well. Yeah. May you see well. Because when you see well, look at what God said. For I will hasten my word to perform it. So accelerated performance comes when your mentality aligns with God's ability. When you see what God has said, then you can seize it in reality. So what am I saying? We get to win in life because we embrace winning mentality. Our failure, as well as our success in life, is traceable to our mentality. There are many people that have major challenges because of mentality issues. And if we don't break out of negative mentality, we'll continue to experience negativity. From the scripture we read, if you have followed it very well, you will have picked the message. When they got to the land, they saw the good fruit, they saw the giant, they saw the challenge. Two set of people, 12 of them in number, 10 on one side, 2 on the other side. And the 10 said, no, we are not able to go to the land because we are grasshoppers. Nobody named them, they named themselves. That's mentality. You know, formerly, as I was growing up, even when I was of age, when they mention million, it's like, no, it's not. What do you want to do, million? It's like, it's not. Because, don't blame me, we have not counted one before now. But when I transformed, man, if they talk about trillion, I just laugh. Oh, it's possible. We get there. It's a matter of time. So it's not big thing. You see, there are some things before when they say no. When there is a mentality shift, you'll be in control of situation. So those 10 people had mentality deformation. They said, no, we are grasshoppers. How do you expect them to win? Have you seen grasshopper fought a man and the grasshopper won? They are suya for men. But look at what Caleb and Joshua said. He said, no, we are well able. Somebody say mentality. We are well able to possess and to overcome. And the people said, shut up! We are not able. Many people have lost their victory because they have listened to what some other person is saying. The person that is not going to where you are going and is describing road for you, you better run. Mentality. They said, no, we cannot. We cannot. And many of us have been victim of negative mentality in this nation. If you don't do this one, you can't be this. It's not easy. It will not be easy for them, no. Mentality. One of the major areas where we have to work upon is our mentality. If you can win mentally, you can win physically. They said, we are not able to go. Our success and our failure in life is traceable to our mentality. If a marriage will work, it's traceable to mentality. There are some of us, we came with Lord Lugard mentality. So when there is mentality challenge, definitely there will be house problem. We got many of us needs to shift in our mentality. In businesses, mentality, we got to shift. There is a need for a shift because until we shift, we'll remain there. By the grace of God, the Lord will bless you. Wherever you need a change mentally, the Lord will bring forth the change. A defeated mentality and a winning mentality, we saw it from that scripture. What do we mean by mentality? Your mentality is the way of thinking, the way you think, the way you reason. Let me tell you some things about mentality and we try to run them. Your mentality is what steers up your ability. You have the ability to do something. When your mentality is right, you'll be able to pursue it. All the other 10 people that say we cannot, we are grasshopper, God not name them, they have the ability to go because God is the one that have promised to give the land to them. But because of their mentality, their ability became disability. It's not as if Caleb and Joshua had any special weapon, but they just have a mentality that if God said so, then it is done. That is the mentality of winner. A wrong mentality will always lead to a wrong life. And I also discovered that your mentality is a function of the information, environment, and our exposure. Our mentality is a summation of the information we have access to. The information we have access to. There are some people, since they came in, the people they met, what they told them, that if you don't work gas station, you can't make it from the beginning. That's the beginning. So when anybody comes to them, they say, you see, it's gas station. The person also will pick it. When somebody comes, they say, you see, it's gas station. Mentality. And mentality is transferable because we borrow it from information that we have access to. That's why I tell people, I challenge you, work with people that have access to the right information. Locate them. There is someone very important to me. He told me, he said he had to go and serve somebody or because he wanted to learn about how to do a particular business. Just to serve that woman, and now he's making it. Because he needed access to the right information. May God connect you to those that will help your journey. Our mentality is a function of our environment. The kind of environment and exposure that we have. May God help us. Let's look at some of the mentalities of winners. Number one, winners always see opportunity in adversity. Winners don't see adversity as the end, but they see opportunity in adversity. That is one of the mentalities of winner. When they see problem, they know that behind this problem, there is something more. It's called progress. They don't see problem as end. They rather see problem as an opportunity. Number one, opportunity for God to come in. Number two, opportunity for them to be a solution. If we will win, we have to embrace this mentality. That behind every problem, when there is an adversity, it is because there is something better for me ahead. That's why they don't give up. When you look at David, everybody was saying, this is Goliath, this is Goliath. 1 Samuel 17, 33 to 36. 1 Samuel 17, 33 to 36. He said, this is Goliath. David said, no. When he got there, he said, this uncircumcised Philistine. And he knew that it's an opportunity for the God of Israel to deal with it. He was looking for an opportunity. When he sees problem, he sees it as an opportunity. I want you to embrace the mentality of winners today. Never see challenges as the end of your life. See something in it for you. There is something in any problem. Why will the devil come to you if you are not useful? Why do you think problems will come to block you? I was telling somebody today, I said, do you know the reason why you're passing through all this world? Passing through because God loves you. The devil hates that. He doesn't like. He said, God loves you. Who are you? It's because you are the best of God. Amen. The devil wants to destroy you because you are the most beautiful lady ever created by God. He's angry. Now, why is it not me? So problems will come the way of people that have a place in destiny. Number two, what do we see in the mentality of winners? Winners don't think and talk about problem. They think progress and talk about solution. Winners don't think and talk about their problems. You see, I'm passing through this. You see, I have this problem. No. Because they understand that the more you talk about problem, the more problem gets bigger. But they talk about solution. They think about solution. Even in the midst of the problem, they think solution-wise. When Goliath came out, everybody was running away. But when David got there, he said, wait, what are they going to do to the man that kills this man? He was thinking solution even when there was a problem at his age. Mentality is not about age. It's about catching it when you are in the right atmosphere. But when you see somebody that is going to be a victim, that will be a loser, they will always be talking about problem. When they sleep, only problem they will be seeing. They are always suspicious of everybody. That is a defeated mentality. And you cannot be working with a defeated mentality and expect to win. It's very dangerous. That's why one of the prayers we have to pray is, God, break every negative mentality that is holding me stagnant. Because to win in life, we have to mentally win first. See yourself that you can win if you will ever win. Number three, about the mentalities of winners. Winners don't quit and they never accept defeat. No matter what, even when they are down, they rise again. The Bible says, when I fall seven times, all those seven times I'm bouncing back. So what does it mean? The defeat of a winner is not the end of the battle. Come on now. It's just the beginning. Winners don't quit and they don't accept defeat. Look at Genesis chapter 26 from 18 to 22. Isaac dug a well. They took it from him. Is that not enough to go back home? He dug another one. They took it again. He left them. He dug another one. Bible says they strove not. Winners don't quit. The battle may be fierce, but winners don't quit. You will win in Jesus' name. Let me share with you three keys that will help us in developing winning mentality. Three keys. Number one, if you will develop winning mentality, refuse to agree that defeat is normal. Refuse to agree that problem is normal. Refuse to agree that people have mercy. They say, you see, my grandmother died of cancer. You see, my mother died of cancer. And my auntie is going through it. You see, now me also, you know, you see, even if cancer doesn't want to come, the fact that you are seeing a free victim, it will jump. Refuse to agree that defeat is normal. You should embrace victory and triumph as normal lifestyle. See it that what God wants for you is victory and triumph. I was sharing here on Sunday that why should I be thinking that something evil will happen to me? Where is it written that that is what I'm supposed to be thinking? Why don't I think that nothing evil will happen to me? Why don't I start thinking that even if everybody is dying, I can die? After all, I owe nobody apology to think. And I owe nobody apology to say it. So why should I accept that the negative one is the right one? So when you understand that if I'm going to win, I have to start thinking like a winner. I have to envision myself winning. I have to embrace what God has said. There is no place that God has said, you, my son, you will fail. That means, you must embrace winning mentality. I want somebody to read Philippians chapter 4. I'm through. Just give you the two. Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. Look at what God said we should be thinking. So when you want to embrace winning mentality, always refuse to agree that failure, defeat is normal. No, see it as abnormal. See, somebody will tell me it is normal to be sick. No place they have written it. Refuse to agree it is normal. It may be normal to some people, let it be abnormal to you. Philippians chapter 4 verse 8, I want somebody to read for me. Finally, my brethren, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, anything that is excellent, praiseworthy, what are we to be thinking about? That is it. They didn't see think failure there. You want to go for an exam, you're already thinking, going to fail. You see, that sister, she did it, she didn't pass. That my friend. That's why, don't listen to those failure news. Just tell them, God bless, I'll be praying for you. Because they will set fear in your heart when you want to enter and say, this was the place this lady did it, she failed. Let me just try. The moment you say, let me just try, you have spoiled the show. Don't just try. I'm going to finish, I'm passing. I realize that when your mentality connects with your ability, something is released within you. You don't even know where they are coming from. Even the things you don't know, you know how to do it. Because you are mentally right. May God give you the winning spirit. So start thinking about things that are excellent. Think about things that are noble. Stop thinking about mediocre things. Number two, keys to developing winning mentality. Expose yourself to winning environment and atmosphere. Expose yourself. Change your atmosphere. Expose yourself to winning environment and atmosphere. If you want to win, work with winners. Watch winning things. I told some people, and in case you are here, those people that used to change, and you know there are some dangerous stations now. When they finish one, you buy, they finish another one, they put another one, they put another one. Every of the one you will be watching, you see, one wish, give one another. One wish, that is the only thing you are watching. It's dangerous. Because they will just program you to see life as wish place. So when you watch two, change the channel. Go to Discovery Channel. Go and watch biographies. See, go and expose yourself to how somebody started as a failure in life and rose up to become a success. Read about how Bill Gates dropped out of school and he ended up being one of the richest men in town. You see, when you embrace winning thing, one spirit, kaish, enters you to believe you can do it. At one time, I went to Potter's house. I said, show me, give me a tour of everything here. And they were taking me from one place to the other. This was where they started from. Something came into me. Man, they have not seen the biggest church in town. Something is coming. See, one spirit would just, when they talk about that before, I said, no, let's just manage something, you know, our sizes. No, there was an unlocking. Something was unlocked. Because you see something and it challenges you to believe that this person doesn't have two heads. It's not about competition. I just want to feel destiny. Are you getting what I'm saying here? So work with people that failed and passed. Don't be working with those that have been doing the exam. They have not failed. They have not passed. Leave them. Tell them, form your study group. I want to, because you yourself, you are still struggling. Go and meet those that have succeeded. Sit down with them. Change your atmosphere. That is what I call atmospheric spirit. If you work with people that their house is spoiled, it's a matter of time. If you don't pray, the house is gone. Because you have to understand that life is not a chance. It's a place of choice. You got to make choices that will make your life better. Expose yourself to winning environment and atmosphere. Expose yourself. Go to where you don't think your family can get to. Tell them, I want to open the door. Just go and see how somebody does business. You want to do business, you are just thinking about, let me just get his kiosk. It is good to start small. But start small and think big. That's how you can get there. And finally, keys to developing winning mentality. Feed your spirit with God's word through meditation. Feed your spirit with what God has said. Because everything God says concerning you is good. So when you feed your spirit with what God has said, it will empower you to want to become it. When God said you will be the head and not the tail. When you keep feeding on it day and night, I will be the head. You start thinking about being the head. Something feeds your mind. You start looking upward. From this day, I see you winning. The last defeat you have is the last you will have forever. Rise together with me on your feet and lift up your hands and pray. The Father, break every negative mentality in my life. Every mentality that is affecting me. The one that I borrowed. The one my mother told me. Every mentality, every way of thinking. Every mentality that I've embraced. That is not allowing me to make progress. Break Malazopa. Pray for winning spirit. That God will give you winning spirit. A winning spirit. A winning spirit. To win regardless of the situation. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, thank you for today. Oh, thank you for the visitation. Thank you for the way you have touched us. Lord, I pray for your children. Two things. Discernment spirit. For some people here, expose to them the secret behind their troubles. For some people here, show them the next move to make to move on. And for everybody, I ask, Lord, the mentality that wins, release upon our life. Our weapons of warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold, casting down imaginations and thoughts that is trying to rise against the knowledge of God. I pull down every negative stronghold. Strongholds of failure is pulled down. Imaginations that makes you feel you cannot do it is pulled down. Every mentality that makes you feel defeated is pulled down. Go and win from today. Go and excel. Return with testimony. This week does open unto you. The next time I'm hearing from you, even if it is tomorrow, you are coming with a testimony. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. And the people of God say big amen.
Thank you for listening to this revelational and prophetic message by Pastor Benjamin Beckley of the Empowerment Center. We know you've been blessed. Come worship with us for more life-transforming messages at the Empowerment Center. 838 Secretary Drive, Arlington, Texas, 76015 USA. Visit our 24-hours radio, www.prayingradio.org, for all-round prayer flow.